It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. City Schools Chancellor David Banks will be on Capitol Hill today testifying before Congress as House Republicans now include K-12 schools into their latest anti-Semitism investigation. Our Marla Diamond joins us now live.
And Linda, Chancellor Banks is testifying. He's being questioned by committee members, including the committee chairman, Aaron Bean from Florida, who asked him what actions has the district taken against students and teachers who express anti-Semitic views.
Have students been fired, expelled?
We don't fire students.
I stand corrected.
We have given appropriate discipline. I said in my opening testimony, wide range of students who have been suspended from school. We have taken action against employees. We have terminated people as well,
including a principal in the middle of the school year. Banks said they've had 281 bias incidents in New York City schools so far this year. 42% were anti-Semitic and 30% were Islamophobic. He said there is a wide range of disciplinary actions they can take against students holding up a student code of conduct. But he said for teachers, we work with unions, and there is due process. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And pro-Palestinian demonstrators continued last night at the Fashion Institute of Technology here in Manhattan until NYPD riot police moved in and ordered the protesters to vacate. Police said when all was said and done, 50 protesters were arrested for refusing to leave. And 33 arrests were made last night on the campus of George Washington University in Washington, D.C., following clashes between police officers and protesters. This is Metro D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith.
Indicators that counter-demonstrators were covertly in the encampment and information that protesters from other schools were traveling to GW. In addition, items that could potentially be used for offensive and defensive weapons were being gathered.
In the wake of the protests, Chief Smith and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser have been called to testify today before the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. The NYPD is now searching for the four people who robbed the CVS on Victory Boulevard in the Myers Corner neighborhood of Staten Island. Investigators say the four, two women and two men, walked into the store on the night of April 22nd, started grabbing items, then one of the men pulled a gun, and all four made a run for it. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Well, was it self-defense? That was the question the Queens DA is considering after a bodega worker allegedly stabbed a customer to death following a fight in the store in Rego Park.
No charges have been filed as of yet after a bodega customer was stabbed to death early Tuesday morning, allegedly by a bodega worker named Natish. United Bodega Workers of America says they believe this was a robbery and that the bodega worker was acting in self-defense.
21 years old, basically acting in self-defense. And we don't need a victim to be victimized twice.
Fernando Mateo is a spokesperson for UBA. He says he has been in touch with the Queens DA.
We asked her to please make sure that she made the right decision. And she didn't tell me much other than she was going to do what she felt was right.
We have reached out to the Queens District Attorney's Office and are waiting to hear back. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Advocates and loved ones of Wynn Rosario, the 19-year-old who was shot and killed by police while in the middle of a mental health crisis in his home in Queens, are calling for steeper consequences for the officers and for changes to the way that mental health-related incidents are handled in New York City. This following the release of body camera footage from the shooting.
As we hear from Wynn Rosario's family later today here at City Hall, in advance of that, we spoke with Loida Colon, an advocate for the family who's with the Justice Committee. She says the family, they have demands regarding the two officers involved in Wynn's death.
They both should be suspended without pay. That is what the family is asking for. The Rosario family is like, both officers should be suspended without pay. Both officers should be fired and prosecuted.
Within a 3-minute span, when police arrived at the Rosario home, they first tasered Wynn and then fired off 4 shots.
Let go of him and back up.
That's part of the body cam footage. The NYPD saying they're fully cooperating with Attorney General Letitia James' investigation. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM.
The two officers involved are currently on modified assignment. New York State Senator Zelnor Myrie is expected to announce today that he plans to challenge Mayor Eric Adams in next year's mayoral primary. Myrie, who represents Crown Heights and Park Slope, Brooklyn, tells the New York Times Adams has shown a failure of confidence and his administration doesn't have a full grasp on the nuts and bolts of how city government should work. But he could be part of a crowded primary field, with Adams dealing with low poll numbers and facing a federal investigation into his campaign fundraising. Others who are believed to be eyeing a challenge include former Comptroller Scott Stringer, State Senator Jessica Ramos, and former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Well, the annual MTA payroll report is providing a closer look at the agency's overtime spending. It says a group of about 700 employees earned at least $100,000 in extra pay last year, including one LIRR road car repair worker who quadrupled her salary by working OT, and a Metro North supervisor who made more than $250,000 in overtime alone. Overall, the report says the payroll was up $663 million last year, its highest level ever. There's been no comment from agency officials.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.